WTV.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We start things out by going to your phone calls. That's what the show's about, after all. So let's talk to Brian in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, Brian.
Actually in Missouri right now, presently, somewhere in Missouri.
Ooh, sorry about that. I guess I was thinking into the future there a little too much.
Well, that's where we're headed. No, we're driving right now, so I hope the cell signal stays up. It's I and my two boys are here, cramped up in the convertible with a motorcycle in tow.
Nice.
And we're taking our first trip, so we'll be there sometime on Monday. We're gonna stop visit some friends in Defiance, Ohio tomorrow.
Now, you are a Free State Project member. For anybody just tuning in for the very first time, Brian, what is the Free State Project? Why did you become a member? What is all this about?
Well, the Free State Project is a project to get 20,000 liberty activists to a single state, and New Hampshire was chosen by the first group of those people a few years ago. And when I first heard about this on your show, actually, about a year and a half ago, I said, we got to go. So we're leaving our beautiful place in Colorado, and I've closed down my company, and we got a couple of houses to sell, and we're packing everything and moving east.
Now, your moving process is a lot more intricate than many of the people that have already come here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. As you say, you have a business, you've got a family. Many of the people that have come here are, you know, single people just out of college, so it made it very easy for them. But yet, you've really put it into gear, Brian, and you've made it happen in a relatively short amount of time. I know you said this was your first trip. How many more do you have to make after this one?
Well, actually, yeah, we have a lot of stuff. You know, the days, they say that, you know, a man should never have more than he can, you know, should never own more than he can fit in his Jeep, you know. But those days are long past for me. You know, I looked at shipping all the stuff because we've got household goods, you know, a couple houses worth. We've got all kinds of farm equipment, tractors, and a whole bunch of horses. And by the time we moved all those over there, it cost, I don't know, $30,000 or $40,000 for all the moving equipment.
Wow.
So I just bought a big truck and a trailer and a lighter truck box, and I'll just be making a trip this summer. I think we've got three trips total, plus this one, so four total, I guess.
That's amazing. So what was it that was most exciting to you about the idea? I mean, have you ever been an activist before?
No, I just bent over and took it, you know. I mean, I complained, but, you know, it falls on deaf ears. Well, you have to pay your taxes. Well, you have to, you know, register your car. Well, you have to happen. No, you don't. And when I heard that people were actually getting away with, you know, when I heard other people said, no, you don't have to. Even though they didn't, they might still do it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Man, we got to go. We got to help these people, and therefore help ourselves."
You knew that those were the people that you wanted to be around.
Yes, exactly. Because you know, it's one thing standing in front of a courtyard Beja literature, you know, Fully Informed Jury Association literature, and then getting harassed by the cops. It's another when 10 people are there, you know, photographing the arrest.
I'd love to say that just as an example of one of the neat things that happens when you actually have more than two people that agree with you, and you know that's what's going on here in New Hampshire, is people like us, people that love liberty, are getting together, and we are getting active in various different ways, from the political to the market-based activism that we're seeing. There was an example, and I think Dave Ridley called in earlier this week about it. He does RidleyReport.com, which is a great YouTube site with a kind of a window into the world of activism here in New Hampshire. But anyway, there were some activists out front of the State House recently for a Real ID protest, probably only a handful, maybe four or five of them at that particular time. And one of the cops from inside the building decided to come out and harass them because, you know, that's what they're trained to do. They're trained to intimidate and put fear into people and get them to behave in the way they want them to.
If you step out of line, that's what they're there for.
So this cop approached, and he said, first thing he said to Dave Ridley, who had a video camera rolling, was, you know, do you want to stop filming? And he said, no, I don't want to. And then he turned to the other guys. He said, do you have a permit for this protest? And they said, no, we think we have the right to peaceably assemble, and if you have to have a permit, then that's not a right anymore. And the guy obviously was just used to people bending over for him. He kind of stepped back for a moment, and then he once again turned to Dave Ridley with the video camera and said, I'd like you to, you know, please stop filming me. And he said, well, I decline. You know, I respectfully decline, but I decline. And so Dave continued to film him, and then he said, all right, well, I'm going to have to talk to somebody and bring some more people out here. So he was suggesting he was going to bring more cops when he returned, and he never came back. You know, there's just... People are saying no now, and they don't quite know how to handle it.
That's beautiful. Their whole legitimacy hangs on this tiny little thread of compliance. And yep. You know, we've all been taught by the government for what, three generations now. And you know, of course I have to do all this stuff that the cop says I have to do because he's the government.
Yeah, except all I'm saying, and what we're saying is, well, who is he again? He's just a cop. He's just an individual, a person. He doesn't have authority, even though he would like you to believe that he does. He only has it if you grant it to him. And we're tired of it.
I don't think it's the police as much as it is the power structure above them. I mean, sure, they're the foot soldiers in the war on our liberties, but, you know, it's the king at the top that you need to take care of.
Well, that's true, and the paradigm is shifting here. We're taking the people from around the country that do understand you can beat City Hall, and we're putting them all in the same place. And inevitably, we will defeat City Hall, and maybe maybe we'll be able to secede from the Union. Who knows what's going to happen here in New Hampshire? But it sure is going to be exciting, and it's great to have you a part of it, Brian. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
Well, we'll be there in a couple of days. We're going to come right through Keene. I'm not sure when we'll be there, but we'll stop by if it's still light outside.
Great. Thanks, Brian, and have a safe trip.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. 800-259-9231. It's happening right now. I mean, to those of you listening to this, hearing about this for the first time, the Second American Revolution is well underway, if you want to term it that way, though I prefer the term evolution. We're evolving from our prior understanding of this concept of authority and that some people are better than others or others must rule over you to evolving into a more voluntary order where people don't get along by threatening each other, where people, as we normally do in our day-to-day lives, we simply interact with one another on a voluntary basis.
Hard to argue with that.
Let's take that voluntary aspect, the structure that is society for 99% of everything that we do is all voluntarily interacted. Let's take that and expand it out to the rest of the society, and that is the governmental structures. It's time for these government people to stop behaving like bullies, to stop behaving like children, and it's time for them to start behaving like adults and start engaging in business on a voluntary basis. That's how we do business. We don't force people to come and advertise on our show. We don't force people to call in and talk to us. We don't force anybody to take our radio show and put it on their airwaves. We do business on a voluntary basis, and so do you, at least if you're not a government person. If you're somebody operating in the marketplace selling a product or a service, that's how you do business. You do business because people want to do business with you. You do it because you're offering a product or service that others want and are willing to pay for because it's valuable to them. And if government people want to claim that their products are so wonderful and so valuable, then let them offer them in the marketplace of ideas just like the rest of us do.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true, and probably some of the best examples are, you know, local and municipal governments offering things like cable TV, you know, cable TV, or giving a contract to cable TV operators, or giving electrical service or water. Are you telling me that these things couldn't be offered in the marketplace? That they have to be given a monopoly by the local government?
Doesn't make much sense to me.
It doesn't make any sense at all when you consider that one of the most important things, like food, mm-hmm. is handled in the marketplace and handled darn well. You have choice of one water service, and if you don't like their service, too darn bad.
I suppose you could always call the Culligan man and order a bunch of bottled water, but...
And take a shower in it?
It'd be tricky.
Yeah, it would be darn difficult. Whereas... In the grocery store, you go in there and you just see item after item after item. There's all these different things from all over the world offered to you.
It's really amazing. Let's continue here more with your calls. Whatever you want to talk about goes if you make the call at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Because if you don't stand up to the government, they will regulate every single aspect of your life. And to give you proof of that, we'll go to Sweden here in a moment where there's some pretty crazy new pet regulations. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at LibertarianSeminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at LibertarianSeminars.com.
On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
I'm Joe Wood, president of Famous Footwear. We are a proud sponsor of March of Dimes' premier walking event, March for Babies, formerly known as Walk America. More babies begin healthy lives because of March of Dimes' research and programs. And with our support, we can do even more for families all over America. One day, all babies will be born healthy, but we have to walk to get there. Join the March for Babies. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Paul Hopkins, CEO of Farmers Insurance, and a proud sponsor of March of Dimes' premier walking event, March for Babies, formerly known as Walk America. More babies begin healthy lives because of March of Dimes' research and programs. And with farmers' support, we can do even more for families all over America. One day, all babies will be born healthy, but we have to walk to get there. Join the March for Babies. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features there are totally free, including live streams, broadband version, and a dial-up version, both free for you, so enjoy them on us at FreeTalkLive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections. They do early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. They do collections in a whole new way. They collect with respect from people. They don't treat them badly, and they record every call so that you can check it later. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. And you can do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
We'll continue to discuss, as I said, the micromanagement that governments insist upon for your life here in a moment. But we'll continue with your calls first because your calls are primary. Let's go to Ziggy in the UK on the AMP line. Hello, Ziggy.
Hi, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, basically two words which I think they get over misused quite a fair bit. Progressive and liberal.
Okay.
Now, you know, progressive, I know, in the US generally means people of a left-wing nature. However, what does that make libertarians? Luddites? You know, progressive means that you believe in humanity progressing. And I think the vast majority of the people around the world want that.
Yes, that's what I've said. I've always said that we're progressing toward liberty, and the so-called progressives are progressing toward socialism.
Yes, exactly. Also, the word liberal, I know that in America it is used as a generic term to mean left-wing. However, around the world, it has other meanings. I mean, for instance, the Liberal Party in Australia is equivalent to the GOP.
Mm-hmm.
In Germany, the Liberal Party is libertarian.
Really?
And remember, the alternate term for libertarianism is classical liberal.
It's true.
You know, it is one of the most misused words in the English language, I reckon.
Yep. You know, I wanted to point out that Thomas Jefferson considered himself to be a classic liberal. Or
yes,
a liberal at the time.
Thomas Paine as well.
There's a lot of confusion out there about it, and it's understandable for the reasons you're giving. Plus, I mean, right here in America, as you say, the term liberal has changed over the years. We used to be considered, libertarians used to be considered classical liberals. You could also call libertarians paleoconservatives. So, I mean, you can change your political hat as often as you want, or change the terminology as often as you want. But the fact is, you know, as long as you define what it is you're talking about, you'll be okay. The problem is just using that word will get people to misunderstand what it is you're talking about. If you label yourself that way, they will not understand. So I think it's just beneficial to stay away from it entirely, to stay away from that, stay away from the term conservative. In fact, I would say even stay away from the term libertarian at this point because there are so many people.
I generally refer to myself as a free market liberal because I've found libertarianism to come with too much baggage. People think it's a fixed thing on a political spectrum. And
free market liberal, that'll certainly confuse some people, no doubt about it.
When I've
the reason I call myself that is because, first of all, I believe in, you know, economically I'm a free marketeer, and socially I'm a liberal. I like to the other problem you find, especially in this country, is libertarianism is often assumed to be the preserve of conservatism.
Yep, that's certainly a problem here, too.
When I talk to people on the phone about the show, when I'm trying to sell ads for the show, they will often say that, well, aren't you ultra-conservative then? Well, in some ways, yes, I am. But in some ways, I'm pretty darned liberal.
Ultra-liberal, sure.
I like to say that I'm so conservative that I'd make Russ Limbaugh squeal and so liberal that I'd make a Democrat holler.
Actually, I've got a quick question about your advertising. I know you've got the banner auction going on at the moment.
We do.
If someone really did test you, say an escort agency said, right, we want to use that banner space, would you give it to them?
An escort agency? Sure, I wouldn't have a problem with that. The things that really would bug me would be, like, there was one guy that tried to advertise with us some sort of racist website, and I don't want anything to do with that. So it's just really my personal preferences that will determine the content of the banner ads, and I'm pretty darn liberal, I guess you could say, with who we'll allow on the site. Ziggy, thanks for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231. Let's go to South Carolina. Aaron, listening on WSCFM. Hello. Oh, he's gone. All right. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's try Doug in Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Doug.
I would like to say that I was not screened.
Well, we know what your name is.
To start the game off, you know what I'm saying? Have you looked up on the computer where we were talking the other day about the difference between contrails and chemtrails?
You know what, Doug? No, because I don't care.
Why? Don't you care? That
didn't you listen a few days ago when you guys called in for an hour straight about this topic?
No,
we didn't explain it explicitly enough?
Can I speak?
By all means, sir.
Absolutely, sir. It's your show, anything. All I asked was, did you look to see the difference between a contrail and a chemtrail?
No.
Okay, there's a difference. And
so?
We're getting chemtrails constantly. And if you can't tell the difference between a contrail and a chemtrail,
I don't know about you, Doug.
Why'd you have a radio show?
You know, I don't know about you, Doug, but I've got important things to do with my day, like run my radio show and try to bring more radio stations on board with it. And when I'm not doing those things, I've got these activist things that I'm doing here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, where we're actually, you know, saying no to government and standing up against the state and living life free. And I don't really concern myself, and nor does anyone that I know of concern themselves with contrails or chemtrails or whatever you want to call them, the little trails that planes leave in the sky, because to me it doesn't really matter. First of all, before we go on, are you one of the chemtrail kooks that believes that they're trying to change the weather or trying to poison you, Doug?
What are you going to say to that, man? Can I? If you'll let me have the time that you just spewed out your blah 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 blah, but it's your show. Here's what I have to say: that I am a kook that believes that there are trails in the sky. They're not contrails that are making magnificent trails in the sky, and that our weather is being affected, among other things. And from then on, you have to wonder, why do people like you come on here and call me a kook, even though it's your show? Why would you call me a kook on your own show when I'm talking about something that you can look out your window, go to your back door, go outside, and you can see it?
Well,
it's apparent that our weather is under some kind of something. This weather we are having,
the United States of America,
is not natural.
Doug, this is Mark, and I think that weather, you know, I think the weather is kind of natural because it's, you know, fitting most of the patterns that it has over time. But I wouldn't doubt for a second that the government would like to control the weather, and they might be very well doing something up there in the sky. I don't think they're trying to poison us. That doesn't make any sense to me. But what are you going to do about it?
What am I going to do about it?
Yeah.
I'm going to sit here and call every radio show I can until somebody wants to talk about what they're putting in the sky. That's what
we're talking about,
Doug. Do about it.
We're talking to you about it right now.
Can call you guys and call them guys, call that network and that other network, and wonder how come I'm getting designs, man, that look like, you know, I don't want to go. I'm getting designs in the sky that you have to wonder. When they're putting weather patterns into... The weather's unnatural.
Okie dokie. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. That's funny. I mean, we just got through winter time. It snowed during the winter. It gets hot during the summer. There's rain here and there. What exactly is unnatural about that? More on the way. You can take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me. It was so embarrassing. I wouldn't even wear sandals. Then I discovered Calyx Ointment. Calyx is diabetic-friendly and really different because Calyx exfoliates naturally with fast-acting enzymes. Now my heels are baby soft and my feet look great. If you have dry, cracked feet, you need Calyx Ointment too. You'll find Calyx at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. www.cardabyte.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Those features include, by the way, updates, so you get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is April 11th through the 13th at Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens 9 a.m., $10 per person, knobcreekrange.com. That's knobcreekrange.com. 800-259-9231. Let's go to George in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, George.
Hi, guys. Now, look, I want to mention something on the Comtrail-Chemtrail thing, only because I don't think he's even educated into this, but if you would go to silentsuperbug.com and scroll down to the bottom, you'll see a ticker tape of some amazing people and medical agencies that are watching this. And then if you click and go on the site, there is something going on. Morgellons disease is hitting the coastlines. And just check that site out before you be critical on it, because I don't know what it is up there. I'm 58 years old. I watched Jets all my life. It looks a little bit different, but that website will tell you something.
So you're one of the people that thinks that they are poisoning people? Is that right?
I don't know. Infecting them? Now, there was someone that went up there and collected some of that and found barium. And
yeah, we've heard that claim there repeated over and over again, but I've never actually seen anything, you know, any hard evidence. And you would think if it was happening as often as the chemtrail people believe that it's happening, you'd think you could easily go up there several times and collect whatever it is that they're allegedly letting out of these planes. But, you know, to suggest that someone went up there and did, you know, collected it is really, it sounds like, you know, something that you learned from an internet email without any real source or credibility.
I agree. But that one website does address that, and it also has a map where you can see where it's where people are coming down with this Morgellons disease, and they tend to want to tie it into that for some reason. They're finding cobwebs and stuff that's falling to the ground all over their cars, all over, and some people have collected it in jars. But this is a medical website, so don't expect to understand a lot of it. I mean, if you were a doctor, you'd probably really enjoy this. They even take it under the microscope. So all I'm saying is check out silentsuperbug.com, and then you guys, maybe in a later program, come back and tell me what you think about what you read there.
Maybe we will. Thanks for the call. I don't know if I can guarantee it, though. Thank
I
you,
understand.
Roy.
Yep, you guys 800, do well. Thank
right,
you.
Thanks, 800-259-9231. It's just not something that concerns me.
It's nothing, even if they are doing it, it's nothing I can do anything about.
Right. Look, if you're in this little chemtrail group, these conspiracy theorists of the chemtrail world, you believe one of two things, or both. You believe that they are trying to modify the weather, or that they're trying to modify your health in some way. Right? Those are pretty much the two theories that are out there.
Sounds right.
Okay. If they are modifying the weather, then it's probably one of the least objectionable government programs I've ever heard about. At least they aren't trying to kill people. I mean, I understand they're taking your money, their tax dollars, and they're putting it into these weather modification programs by going and spraying chemicals in the sky. Okay. So they make it rain a couple times. Or they make it snow when it's not supposed to snow. I'm not really sure what the results of that would be beyond just changing the weather from its normal patterns, right? Are you
right.
with me so far?
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, it's the government. Yeah, they waste money and it's awful, but they've already stolen the money, so I'd rather them spend the money on modifying the weather than bombing people in Iraq. Okay? So modify the weather, fine, whatever. If it's the poisoning thing, then there's certainly reason to be concerned there. I mean, nobody wants to be poisoned. They certainly don't want their family members to die, which brings me to the first question of, well, what about the family members of the people running this program? If you believe these chemtrail callers, then if you believe what they're saying, then they're crisscrossing all of America with these chemicals. Are the families of the people flying the planes being told by their loved ones what they're up to? Are they being instructed to put on gas masks to prevent themselves from absorbing the evil chemicals? Or are they just being subjected to the testing as well? The people that are up there flying around the planes not give a damn about their families and are just subjecting them to the testing? And what about the fact that people are living longer? Doesn't that fly in the face of the claim that the government has been poisoning people for, you know, two decades or however long they claim these tests have been going on? What about that?
These are all excellent questions.
Once again, you could go back and forth between, you know, this chemtrail thing, you could just keep going back and forth between the two sides. Is it true? Is it not true? Well, we've seen this or we've seen that. Really, when it's all said and done, let's say it's true. Let's say the federal government is poisoning people. Okay. Now what? Well, that guy's going to call radio stations all day. The guy that called in a couple phone callers ago, he's going to just call radio stations as though that's going to do something to change things.
It doesn't seem like it's going to do a lot.
Well, let's see. We know for a fact the government is bombing people in Iraq and killing people in Afghanistan.
We know that our liberties are slipping away every day,
we know,
a la TSA and border checkpoints and all kinds of things
right,
like that.
And very little is being done about that. There's all kinds of, there's no question that those things are being done. There's no question that government is engaging in those terrible things. Yet government is certainly not changing its direction away from that. The CIA has been meddling in other countries' affairs for years, killing people, setting up assassinations, doing all kinds of terrible things.
Setting up, despotic leaders that we later have to go in and take out.
I would rather they not be doing that, but I don't think calling radio stations is going to do anything to change that. I don't think calling radio stations is going to make the CIA go away tomorrow. So, first of all, I don't believe the claims of the chemtrail conspiracy theorists. I think they're just people with really, sadly, nothing better to do with their time. Maybe they should just go back to watching television rather than letting their imaginations run wild. I don't believe them, but even if they're true, it doesn't affect what I'm doing. It one iota. I'm not going to change this show into some chemtrail show because it's crazy crack pottery. So we're not going to be focusing on that because it's not important, because it's not important to the message of liberty. And that's what I like to talk about. I like to talk about freedom, liberty, and how we can achieve it in our lifetimes. Because if it's true that the government is doing this evil chemical spraying that these people allege, well, then if we're successful in seceding from the Union, then that might help stop the program. If we're successful in helping people understand liberty again to where they no longer want the federal government, well, if the federal government is abolished, then odds are good the little chemical spraying program will be abolished too. That is, presuming it's the feds that are engaging in it. So,
seems like they would be the ones with the big planes to do it.
Yeah. So, in fact, that would solve all kinds of the problems that the conspiracy theorists seem to busy themselves with.
Right.
Whether it be the chemtrails or whether it be the, let's see, the 9/11 thing that they love so much. All of those problems would be solved by abolishing the federal government. So why don't we focus on real, concrete things that can be done to reduce the role of government in our lives, and by proxy, all of these little conspiracy things will no longer be a problem anymore. Doesn't that make sense?
Makes perfectly good sense to me.
1-800-259-9231, you take control. Let's talk to Kevin in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
You know, on the issue of solutions for these issues, first of all, the word conspiracy just basically means, a plan hatched in secrecy, you know, that has a negative effect on a large group of people. So, it probably shouldn't dismiss or poo-poo the concept of conspiracy, because if you think about it...
I dismissed or poo-pooed the concept of conspiracy, sir. I didn't do that at all.
Oh, okay. But listen, on the issue of solutions, perhaps because time is linear and we're at an accumulated point of events, perhaps... You know, things are at like critical mass that this is decisions have been made in terms of the Iraq War, for instance, that there really is no way that we can make it better. But perhaps we can raise awareness, which will allow people to maybe to evolve to a point that something happens collectively in the human consciousness. It sounds abstract, but I think, we're at a critical point now, and I don't think that there's any legitimate, you know, there's no one person's going to come up with a brainstorm that's going to turn things around.
Well, I have done something that I think that that people can do pretty easily, relatively easily in their lives, to combat the growing form of government here. And I've moved for the Free State Project. I don't think that trying to raise the consciousness of America, who's far more concerned with Paris Hilton than anything else, is really going to be very effective.
That's a good point. Thank you for the call tonight, Kevin. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line for you. You, as always, can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited-time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free. So enjoy them on us. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get on the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. You send in $3 a month to the show, and we will give you some perks, like access to the AmpOnly call-in line, the AmpOnly chat room and forum, and a few more things as well. You can get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. But what do we do with the money, you might be asking? Well, it's very simple. The money comes in, we reinvest it into the show. We, for instance, invested into advertising to reach out to more radio stations across the country and thereby get more stations on board and thereby more people come across the message of freedom and liberty. That's the idea, and it's working pretty well so far, so get on board and get some perks. It's amp.freetalklive.com. We go to the phone calls. Ladies first, Marjorie in Utah is on the line. Hello, Marjorie. You're on Free Talk Live.
How are you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I do appreciate all that you guys do. Man, it's just fabulous what you guys are doing to promote freedom and to help us from having the government grow bigger. And
okay.
Because they're growing by leaps and bounds. But I do think you should keep your eyes open in all areas, and that includes chemtrails, because I think it's lethal what they're doing to us within our skies.
Are you dead yet?
Pardon?
Are you dead?
I'm sickly.
Well, I'm not.
Well, that's your different makeup, but that doesn't mean that it's not happening and that you won't be sick one of these days. You don't know, because they can do anything in the skies. And like out here where I live, I had to get out of Salt Lake because the pollution there was just killing me. I'm really susceptible to chemical pollution. Anything else doesn't bother me. And so I had to leave, and when I came out here in this rural area that I live, it was so beautiful, and the birds would sing every night, all night long, next to my house.
Night singing birds, okay.
And
so those are bats?
No, well, there's all kinds of things, but let me finish what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And there was bees flying around and everything, and then I noticed a chemtrail, and it was just leaking all over the sky. You know, it was falling down, and it made me sick, and I took a picture of it, and then there were so many that I got used to them. But last year, my neighbor has about 5 cats, and all of their kittens died. They just couldn't make it except the one that was indoors. That one made it. And animals are dying. I'm getting sick from...
Guess we're just all going to die, huh?
What?
I guess we're just all going to die, huh, Marjorie?
Yeah, one way or the other. Don't you know? Haven't you studied how they're putting stuff in our water, stuff
no.
in our food?
No,
you know,
Marjorie.
You got to be really
careful. No, I'm healthy. I'm enjoying life. I'm
you're
healthy,
also
and
young.
I eat the same food and drink the same water. Mark, you're 10 years older than me. How you doing?
I'm okay, I guess.
Just okay.
Well,
you're breathing. You're
also
here.
Young. When you get older, the less you can take this stuff and survive. You know, and it hurts the babies and the old people more
than anything. So why is it they're doing this, Marjorie? Why don't you go ahead and speculate? Why is it they're trying to kill everyone?
Well, the Bible says that they will be
given... Oh, the Bible.
Given, yes. They will, Revelation says they will be given permission to kill off one quarter of the world's
population. You know, that Bible says a whole lot of stuff, doesn't it?
1.6 million people. Or billion, I'm not sure.
So you're getting all of your information from some old book?
It's not an old book. It's God's word, and it's very
oh, what a load of nonsense!
But it doesn't matter.
Who told you it was God's word, huh? Your mom?
You need to pay attention, and just because you're young and healthy doesn't mean that you can put others down that are older and wiser. You know, you need to pay attention. That's a problem. People aren't paying attention to older and wiser.
Just because you're a hemophiliac doesn't mean they're spraying the sky
I'm
with
not.
Chemicals,
I've
sweetie.
I've never been one except what I went through when I lived in Salt Lake. It dang near killed me because they had started up the nerve gas incinerator and it blew right directly in my house and it
nerve gas incinerator?
A nerve gas incinerator.
Wow.
See, the rabbit hole just keeps going deeper, doesn't it, Mark? Thank you for the call tonight, Marjorie. The rabbit hole for these conspiracy people, it never ends.
Well, it does for individual. Individual ones have, you know, whatever they believe in. But it's the cohorts, you know, the people that, you know, believe that the lizard people are running the nation. And apparently, nerve gas incinerators are brand new to me. You know, I just, when it comes to most of these things, what are we going to do about it? What could we possibly do about it?
I guess we're just going to have to croak, Mark.
I mean, if the United States government is so nefarious that it's poisoning its own people, but
they apparently don't want tax dollars anymore. I mean, if they keep killing people, they're going to get less tax money, aren't they?
Right. And then they're letting illegals across the border. You know, they're doing a poor job of keeping them out or whatever. Then you know, what kind of sense does that make?
See, that's the plan. Kill off all the Americans so all the illegals can come in.
Yep.
I'm just trying to make up stuff.
I don't know.
Because that's what they do. They just make it up. Let's go to Doug in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Hello, Doug. Doug. You're on
yes,
the air.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I listen to a lot of talk radio, and I just happen to have you on, and I have no idea where you guys are coming from. You, about a half an hour ago, were discussing being pulled over by law enforcement and a group of guys getting out and videotaping, not following the law enforcement officers. Instructions, and you more or less applauded that.
That wasn't, they weren't pulled over. They were protesting in front of the New Hampshire State House.
Okay.
And a cop approached them.
Okay, be that whatever they may. And I'm going to put a bunch of questions together and then listen to your answer.
Sure.
Okay. And then the young woman that I just heard on, well, I was on the phone, and you two gentlemen said, who told you it was God's word? She read it in the Bible. Well, who told you it wasn't God's word?
I don't know. It seems like an old book to me.
What is your premise? You say that there's nothing that we can really do about it. These people thinking that we're not that you admitted that there was stuff falling out of the sky out in wherever, Montana or whatever. But I just don't know. Where do you start and where do you stop?
Well,
an interesting question.
Very easy. We believe in your personal liberty. The concept that the country was founded on, freedom and liberty. And as far as people protesting and not obeying the orders of officers or the requests of officers to not disperse and go away when they're protesting, you know, I read the First Amendment and it says the right of the people to peaceably assemble. It doesn't say with a permit. Because a permit means you have to ask permission from the government. And that's not a right if you have to ask permission. Do you understand?
I'll go along with that one. I'm all right on that.
Okay, great.
So, while you're on that subject, so you are then pro-law enforcement only if it's done to the critique of not affecting the First Amendment.
I have to say that I, for one, am not pro-law enforcement. I'm in favor of peace officers. I don't like most of the laws we have in this country, so therefore I can't be in favor of the enforcement of them. And I think most of these laws are harming people that have never hurt another person. For instance, the war on drugs would be a wonderful example.
If somebody does harm somebody, I think that they need to be taken
off
the street.
I think if you are hurting another person, then yes, in that case I would absolutely be in favor of removing that person from society. And certainly having them pay restitution to their victims. But that doesn't describe the job of law enforcement today. Law enforcement's job today is to blindly enforce the laws that they are given by whatever state legislature or federal government creates upon the rest of us without really any thought whatsoever. And I find that kind of despicable.
Well, who is going to legislate then? Is your party going to legislate what is law and what is not law?
I don't think we need legislation, sir. I think that there's one law, and it's very simple. It's do no harm. If you don't harm others, then you should be left unmolested. Doesn't that make sense?
To a point, except once again, you guys are, in my humble opinion, so broad on your explanations. I mean, I think that
I'll get specific on anything you want.
I think that a drug dealer, someone that is involved with prostitution.
Hold on, before you go on with prostitution, let's talk about a drug dealer. Now, is a drug dealer a bartender who serves somebody an alcoholic beverage?
No.
Is a drug dealer a doctor who gives somebody a prescription?
No, I would not say that.
Oh, so you think that some drugs are okay, it's just the ones that the government has said is bad, that has been, therefore, meted out by the black market, which wouldn't be there if the government didn't say that drug was bad, those people need to be punished.
Well, yeah, I would say those drugs that would cause harm to other people.
You know how many people die every year from prescription drugs, sir? Do you know how many people die every year from alcohol?
Drugs I'm on per day, sir, and I'm 57 years old. I didn't have the prescription drugs,
I've smoked pot. I'm not dead either.
I could get some better prescription drugs if I was in Mexico myself, but I don't drive to Mexico as some people do, or fly to Mexico to bring in drugs that haven't been approved by the FDA.
Well, and who is the FDA? I mean, the FDA keeps drugs, new experimental drugs, from the American people that could very well save lives. People die from the FDA.
You know, Doug, you didn't have a chance to really make a point about the drug dealer thing, and I want to make sure he has that chance. If you'll hold through the news, we'll bring you back. 800-259-9231, and if you're on hold as well, we will get to your calls. Do be patient. This is your show. You can take control. It is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're tired.